with the new Superman movie that has been partly filmed here in our part of the world at present. I thought it only appropriate that we find out about all things Superman. And this morning I'm joined by Steve Eunice in Sydney. He's editor-in-chief and creator of the world's most popular Superman internet site called SupermanHomepage.com. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
You're seriously into Superman.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
When did you get the addiction?
Well, I've always been a Superman fan, starting from when I was a kid watching Saturday morning cartoons. But it was only recently, or in the last 10 years, that I got onto the internet and started running this website.
And it's a great website, and there's all sorts of facts and figures and stuff in there. Something that I found out is that Jerry Siegel, the creator of Superman, he had a dream about Moses, and that was the inspiration. Can you explain that?
Well, Jerry Siegel was the writer, and Joe Shuster was the artist who created Superman back in the early 1930s. Both were Jewish, the word or the name Kal-El, which is Superman's Kryptonian name, supposedly translates into a Hebrew saying of God or completion of God or something of that description.
And of course, 1938, the world was lurching towards war and that, I would imagine, particularly people of the Jewish faith with what had gone on throughout the 30s in Germany. This sort of thing would have been, they would have been looking for a Superman.
Yeah, exactly. Jerry and Joe were both teenagers at the time and were obviously, first-generation immigrants looked toward fiction and science fiction as a means of escape from the daily grind and created a character that was mild-mannered in one persona but was a Superman in the other and something that probably all teenage boys dreamed of at the time.
Absolutely. It doesn't stop when you're not a teenager anymore.
That's true.
I understand Superman's strength, right? He comes from Krypton, where the gravity, I think, was heavier, so by default, here on Earth, he's got superpowers.
That's right.
On the strength side of things.
Yeah, over the years, there have been different explanations for why Superman has super strength, but one of them was that Krypton was has a heavier gravity, and so on Earth, it's a lighter gravity for him, but... Also, Earth's yellow sun is what Superman derives his powers from. He basically works as a solar battery, if you like, and stores the yellow energy, the energy from our yellow sun, where Krypton had a red sun and just made him. Kryptonians are, a normal race of human beings.
Oh, well, see, now, it all makes sense to me now. So I understand how he got the super strength then, but has there been anywhere explained where the X-ray vision came from or the heat ray eye?
Well, I think it's all basically the powers that he generates or he's received from his... being a Kryptonian on Earth. There is an interesting book out called The Science of Superman that tries to explain in scientific terms how and why the various powers that Superman has would have come about in scientific terms. That's beyond the scope of this interview at the moment, but it's quite interesting and quite astounding how this scientist has brought about what his theories are on how it could possibly work.
Yeah, oh, we needn't go there. We'll leave that to the academics. Jerry Seinfeld is a huge Superman fan, and I'm told that there's at least one reference to Superman in every episode of Seinfeld.
That's true. Superman is mentioned in many episodes.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Well, there was one episode where Jerry was going out with a girl called Lois, and couldn't believe that he's liked, that he'd actually met a girl called Lois that he liked, and so he paraded that about. There was another episode where he met another girl who had a fascination for Superman, and together they read Superman comic books. There was also an episode called The Race, where he met with an old school friend who he had raced back in high school and had beaten, and there was some controversy about who was faster, whether Jerry had cheated. And they, at the end of the show, they actually used the Superman theme, music theme, as they raced.
Okay.
As for every episode, there's either a fridge magnet on Jerry's fridge, a Superman fridge magnet, or a statue leading towards his bedroom area that you can see in the background.
Okay, terrific. Now, you met Jack Larson. Now, he's the guy that played Jimmy Olsen in the old black and white TV series.
That's right, yep. Actually, I'm very good friends with Noelle Neal, who played Lois Lane in that series, TV show as well.
And she was in the movie, didn't she put in a cameo?
Yes, that's right. She was Lois Lane's mother on the train in the original Superman movie in 1978.
What did they think of that TV series? Did it make it hard for them to then get jobs? Were they typecast?
Yeah, they were very much typecast. Both Noel and Jack had previous movie careers leading up to that TV series, but work was tough to get. And at the time when they shot the first series in 1951, it hadn't actually been picked up for any TV network, and so it wasn't until 1953 that it actually aired in America. And, you know, they'd gone on for those 2 years doing other work and never really thought that it would actually be seen. So, lo and behold, it got picked up, and it was just an overnight success.
Yeah.
And Jack was telling me when I met him recently here in Australia that he couldn't walk down the street without being mobbed by kids who, you know, thought he was Jimmy Olsen. So pretty much from there on in, he was Jimmy Olsen in everybody's eyes.
Yeah. Now, he also has a part in this new movie, doesn't he, that was sort of filmed out our way here in Brisa.
That's right. Brian Singer, the director, has paid great tribute to past Superman incarnations and has cast both Noelle Neal and Jack Larson in small roles in this new film. And Jack was out here recently filming his scenes in Fox Studios in Sydney. Most of the scenes that they're doing for the Kent farm were filmed up in Breeza.
Yeah, we tried to get close to them, but they were pretty tough.
Yeah, very tight security.
Do you know when the movie's coming out?
June 30th, 2006.
Oh, so we've got a year to go.
Yeah, just over a year to go. So it's still early days, but there's a lot of hype surrounding the making of the film.
Why do you think Superman continues to be read or TV series movies being made about? What do you think it is about this particular superhero? I see they're making a new movie about Batman as well, but it's not right up there with Superman.
No, Superman has continuously been considered the number one superhero in various polls and things that have always been conducted. He always comes out on top. And I think because he was the original, he started the whole superhero genre. Basically, he's the ultimate, you know, his other superheroes are derivatives of his persona. So he's always the one that you know, originated the whole idea, and you know, over the generations has been updated and modified, and you know, just modernized to be so that the modern, you know, each generation identifies with the character, and there's something within the character that they can all identify with, you know.
Contemporized.
Exactly. I think with Batman and so forth, they're always, the reason they became superheroes is because, you know, their parents died, or, you know, with Spider-Man, his uncle, you know, he felt responsible for his death. But with Superman, he just does what he does because it's the right thing to do. And so I think the motivation behind why he does what he does is why people identify with him.
Look at that, just truth, freedom, and the American way.
Yeah, truth, justice.
Just American way. just testing each other.
Right, okay.
Hey, nice talking to you.
Great, thanks.
Thanks for your time.
Okay, no problem.
There you go, that's Steve Eunice. He is the editor-in-chief, the creator of the world's most popular Superman internet site called SupermanHomepage.com. You should check it out today because it is, well, in some ways it's Superman's birthday. The day in 1938, the Action Comic number one, the first time that Superman debut came out. Very interesting talking to Steve. There's a whole lot of other stuff I could have talked about, but just ran out of time. This is ABC New England Northwest.